Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kind of thought about a lot of people heading out on vacation, maybe heading down the shore, visiting family. Great time of year to do that. And so maybe your hours are different, or maybe the house will sit vacant for maybe a day, maybe a couple of days, maybe over the weekend, or maybe a week or so. And that brings us to, you know, we've talked about these burglary rings. I think I started out this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, in fact, talking about one such burglary ring across a multi-state region, not just Pennsylvania and South Jersey, but as far as Maryland, New York, D.C., that they were able to crack the code or crack the case, if you will, through DNA evidence and make some arrests as they search for the suspects. So just wanted to get an update from our friends from locally Abington Police Department. This is Montgomery County Lieutenant Kevin McGee joining me this morning. So, Kevin, thanks for joining me and taking the time out. Just wanted to get some, you know, reminders out there as we're really heading into the 4th of July kind of vacation season. How are you, Kevin?
Good morning, Dawn. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Or Lieutenant McGee, I should say. I shouldn't be informal. So, yeah, it's great to have you here. Just wanted to remind, because sometimes I think we, you know, in our rush to pack everything, you know, and make sure everything's A-OK and get the kids in the car and all of that, and just get people thinking in the mode of, no matter what's going on, we do unfortunately have to think about these burglary rings that we see that have become sophisticated.
Yeah, for sure. And there's a lot of things that the individual homeowner can do. I know I experienced this myself personally. You're going away, you just have so much to do and get prepared for. And you seem to forget about some of the simple things you can do just to protect your home while you're gone, especially if you're gone for a long period of time.
So what do you suggest?
Well, some of the easy ones, right? Making sure that all your doors and windows are locked, not just on the first level, but if you have a balcony with a slider, making sure that those are locked. You can put your lights and TV and maybe a radio on a timer to have it go on as if someone were there. I know a lot of people as well hide keys outside for access in the event that they lose their key. Not necessarily the best idea when you're going to be gone for a long period of time. You can have a friend, a relative, check on your property, stay there. Make sure that you're, you know, put a stop on your mail or you have somebody collecting your mail. Securing all your, you know, outdoor equipment, whether it be lawn equipment or tools you had out there working on a home improvement project.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're a person who uses, you know, apps or social media, you know, you want to be careful what you put on social media, advertising your departure or putting up pictures of family or friends, showing off the great time you're having on vacation. Certainly an indication to those looking to take advantage that you're away.
Yeah.
And that they can do that. And it's an open season for that. Or, you know, if you like to hop on those apps, you know, you can jump on, you know, if you're a Ring camera user, you can jump on Ring Neighbors or Nextdoor. And it's a good idea to keep abreast of what's going on in your area while you're gone.
You know, one thing that you always hear, well, a couple things I want to get into, because you mentioned the Ring doorbell or one of the doorbells that has the video aspect. But one thing we've seen that I'm sure you've dealt with, these burglars, they actually use technology to maybe take out your Wi-Fi. And so is that something you're still seeing?
Yeah, those that's very sophisticated piece of equipment they are using to jam Wi-Fi signals. So if you do have exterior cameras on your house, or if your doorbell cameras wireless, those things will go out in the event that someone's using those. But if you hardwire those things, you can hardwire your doorbell cam. Or your surveillance cameras on the exterior of your home. It's always a better option, if possible, to do that. That way it won't be impacted by that technology that's out there, for sure.
And then, you know, the other thing, I have one neighbor. I feel so bad for them. They have been burglarized, I think, at least three times. It might even be four over the years. And then I had heard through, you know, police and law enforcement, they said, unfortunately, once you've been hit, you have a greater likelihood of being burglarized again. Why is that?
Well, you know, criminals out there are going to take advantage of weaknesses, right? And a lot of people are remiss to make modifications, whether it be to your schedule, your routine, securing of your property. It makes you an easy target for them to come back around again. So we need to be vigilant in our efforts if we are the victim of a crime or burglary, to make sure that we change what we're doing, change the way we're doing it, make some modifications if you can to your home, some simple things. That may not cost a lot of money, that we can do to show people that, hey, at least from the outside looking in, we've taken some steps to mitigate these issues going forward in hopes that won't have again happen again. And it is a community effort. You know, we all need to partner together to help protect our communities and be on the lookout for anything suspicious. And, you know, far too many times we hear that, you know, people saw something and didn't say something, and we need to make sure that they let us know, no matter how minor it may seem to them. If it seems out of place, it's best to let us know. And if we check it out and it ends up being nothing, then that's great. But if it turns out to be something, we want to be on top of it.
Yeah, you always hear the story. Nosy neighbors are great. You know, that sometimes that will deter somebody. I was just looking up stats, and obviously this is not, these are general stats, so not necessarily for Abington or Philadelphia. One out of every three house burglary victims is a repeat victim. Wow. One out of three? That's a high one, but these are some national statistics I'm looking. So they're averaged across there. And so they're talking about, you know, the hours. When do most burglaries happen? Because a lot of people think in the summertime they happen overnight. Is that true? Or dayside?
Well, I guess it really depends on the community you're dealing with. You know, all communities are probably different than the burglaries. You know, they are a crime of opportunity. And a lot, in most cases, they're happening when there's no one at home in the residence. So I would say it's really specific to what you're looking for. Now, you know, with the summer season upon us and everyone taking vacation, the kids out of school, people hitting the beach, like you talked about earlier, that is certainly a prolific time for burglaries to happen, just because there's a high probability that people are going to be away. They're going to be, you know, at the pool all day, you know, they're going to be vacationing at the shore, as you said, or taking trips. It's just long periods of time, long windows of inactivity at your residence is going to be a certain sign that there's a potential for something to happen, which is why we always recommend people taking steps. You know, you can always contact your local PD and have them put you on. We have an away home list here so that the officers know that you're not there with an emergency contact. So if something looks out of place, we can call you. All those things will help to prevent any sort of criminal activity in your neighborhood with respect to your home. And we certainly encourage people all the time to take advantage of that whenever they can.
And upcoming, I know Abington still has the 4th of July parade, right?
Yes. We have a fantastic parade, a fantastic fireworks show. It's a wonderful day, a wonderful time. If you have the opportunity to get out and observe and watch and enjoy everything that Abington has to offer in the community for that day, I please encourage you to do so. It is unlike any other experience you've probably ever had. It's been around a very, very long time, and the community really loves it, really enjoys it. It's really behind it, and it's just something to see for sure.
I love the fireworks, the parade. It's an awesome community event. Do you have, I mean, there's always security for, of course, any event, any 4th of July, but with regard to, you know, what's happening in the world, are there, I don't know, beefed up patrols, you know, is there anything different from previous years in protocols?
Sure. We're always keeping abreast of what's going on in our community and the surrounding counties, surrounding jurisdictions, the state, you know, the world. Obviously, those events have an impact on operations here. So we're always looking at those and seeing what we can do better and learning from years past. And because this parade has been around for quite some time, we have made tremendous modifications over the years to provide a safe and enjoyable environment for everyone and their families, whether you live in the community or you're working in the community or coming in here just to watch the parade and the fireworks.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that we can do our very best to ensure everyone's safety while they're here enjoying that.
You know, I just saw a neighboring Cheltenham police put out a, you know, kind of an alert urging residents to be mindful of their vehicles. There were reports in nearby Cheltenham Township and surrounding communities of these break-ins, people like the smash and grabs. That has happened to me, I think twice, but in Philadelphia. I don't know. What do you do? I mean, if you don't have a garage, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, far too many times we see this, that goes in spurts. We do get a significant amount of theft from autos in certain areas within the township. I know here, I'm within the county. We're all impacted by that in some scale. But there are some things that a resident can do to protect their car. A lot of times it's because valuables are left in plain sight. And if simply removing those will help mitigate that, or parking in a well-lit area, or again, putting cameras, maybe if you do have them point to your driveway so people can see them, or putting signs out, you know, that you do have cameras monitoring your driveway or the area in front of your residence. Mm-hmm. Whether you do or you don't, the sign makes a big difference. All those things have an impact. And if taken collectively, it will minimize the risk of that happening.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I think, as far as Abington police, that I noticed that Philadelphia police used to do, I hope they return to it, is the community policing program. I mean, obviously, you know, I've been involved with the police, the PAL program and the board, and my son's volunteer over there with Bob Salerno, and it's just a great community feel. But I just wanted your input as far as what that means as far as community policing from the law enforcement perspective. In other words, for recruiting, the way that you're perceived. And do you feel that since we saw, I'll call it the defund the police movement, let's say, over the past 5 years, do you feel, you know, Kevin, that you're more appreciated as an officer in a place like Abington as opposed to other maybe officers in an urban environment?
Yeah, for sure. Great question. And community policing is a foundation of pretty much everything we do here. Our entire law enforcement perspective is taken with a community policing lens as we're looking at everything that we do and everything that we stand for. And while that movement did have an impact globally with respect to law enforcement, our community here is so strong. I don't think we necessarily had as much of a negative impact. If we did, it was very negligible, because we have such a great community footprint here. We interact great with our community, our elected officials, our leaders really step out in the front there when things like that do happen, to set an example and to provide comfort and security for all the residents here.
Well, listen, Lieutenant Kevin McGee, we thank you so much for joining me this morning. And as well, I got to say congratulations to our friend Chief Pat Malloy. I guess he was voted in last night as the vice president, I think, of the Chiefs Association. So involved. And that's just a piece of it that more and more, and maybe this is just me observing this. Has this always been the case? Or is it true that it feels like law enforcement working together more with technology? For example, that burglary ring that I mentioned that was out of, you know, Maryland and Philadelphia and South Jersey and just like across the region. And I'm just seeing this. Is that with the help of technology?
Yeah, technology is always a valuable tool for law enforcement. To maximize efficiency and productivity and to help us in areas where maybe we weren't doing as good a job as we were in the past. And you know how it is, staying in front of technology is very difficult, right? If you see it now, even with your cell phone, you know, you get a new cell phone and within a month they have a new version of what you already had. So it's just a very expensive venture, and it's very difficult to stay ahead of that curve in some cases. But collaboration with the county and utilizing each other's resources when need be, whether we have something beneficial or another jurisdiction within the county or at least the eastern part of Montgomery County, we always work together. Even with the DA's office and county detectives, somebody has what we need or gives us access to what we need if we don't necessarily have that piece of technology. And really being able to piggyback off one another and support each other in our efforts is immensely helpful. And in many cases, the events we're talking about are happening all over the county, not just specific to Abington, especially when you're talking burglaries.
Yeah. Lieutenant Kevin McGee, Abington PD, thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate you.
You got it. Thank you very much, Dawn. Take care.
Thanks, Kevin. You take care, too.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.